Blog Talk Radio.
All right, all right. I guess there's no intro today, so we're going to just start the show right away.
You are now listening to Stephen Sports Blog, here only on MSL Radio.
All right, there's the intro. I thought I didn't hear it there. What's good, Miami? Stephen Sports Blog here with you on my MSL Radio. And we got a good show for you today because I went to my Twitter feed, I went to my Facebook feed. I found a lot of good stuff that's going on in the world of sports. So I hope you stick around for the next about 30 minutes. And it's going to be a good one. Let's get it going. Wow. The NBA playoffs. I'm going to get right to that. NBA playoffs. We had three. Three buzzer beaters in two nights. It's amazing. It all started when Paul Pierce and the Washington Wizards hit a three-pointer to beat the Atlanta Hawks in Game 3. I think that was two nights ago, right, yeah. And then there was Derrick Rose of the Chicago Bulls shooting the buzzer beater to dunk off the Cavs in Game 2. Or no, Game 3, I'm sorry. And then there was LeBron's game last night where he shot a two-pointer at the buzzer to beat the Bulls in Chicago. Tied Series 2. That series went back to Cleveland. But there's a similarity between Paul Pierce's three and LeBron James' buzzer beater as well. Both of them predicted that they would win the game for their respective teams. That's crazy. Like, you know, it's like Paul Pierce, sure, he predicted it first. And LeBron's like, okay, I'm going to follow Paul Pierce. And I'm going to say the same thing he did. I'm going to get the ball and I'm going to shoot the game-winning shot. And that's what he did. Amazing. I can't believe that those two basically predicted, or as Paul Pierce liked to say, they called game. And picking with Paul Pierce, a little strange facts for those Washington, D.C. fans listening in. On the night that Paul Pierce shot his game-winning three to beat the Hawks, there was another 34 in Washington doing something just about the same. Bryce Harper, the Washington Nationals, hit a walk-off home run to beat the Atlanta Braves. So get this. A guy from Washington, two guys from Washington, wearing 34, both playing an Atlanta team, beat the Atlanta team on the final play. And it's two different sports I'm talking about. Insane. You'll probably never hear about something like that again because those things just don't happen, especially in sports. You just don't see that happening. Tonight, the Wizards will look to go up 3-1 as they host the Hawks in D.C. That's a nice game. Last night's game was, wow, what a terrible game. Oh, my God. And I thought the Rockets had more potential than that when they went up against the Clippers last night. But I'm pretty mad. I'm still mad that the Clippers beat the Spurs. Like, that wasn't supposed to happen. They're not in my book, at least. That wasn't supposed to happen in my book. But it happened, and now the Clippers are running away with on the Rockets as well. Last night's game, they dominated just as well as they did against the Spurs in Game 6. They dominated the Rockets last night. Score was like 125-98, something like that. Not wrong. It could have been because it was a 33-point loss. That is the largest loss, playoff loss in Rockets history. Biggest for the Clippers in their history. 33-point win for the Clippers. They are now 3-1. I'm scared. This series does go back to Houston for Game 6. Or Game 5, I should say. But, like, how much in trouble are the Rockets right now? They are in big trouble. Because Dwight Howard got ejected last night. And who knows if the NBA will suspend him for the next game after all that. And Blake Griffin is, there was a quote from, I think it was Charles Barkley. He said, Blake Griffin is doing his own thing right now. Obviously, it's working because Blake Griffin is doing better than any NBA player to step on the field in these NBA playoffs so far. And this, he's doing better than LeBron James for all of those that keep talking about LeBron. Blake Griffin is better. But I'm going to go right back to the Cavs and Bulls because I have a little prediction for you guys. A little prediction for you guys, and that is going to be that if the Cavs lose to the Bulls, I mean, mind you, they did set a series in Chicago last night, but the game fought in Cleveland. But if the Bulls pull off the win against the Cleveland Cavaliers, no other team in the East will win the NBA Finals. It's not happening. The only team that contends for the East in the only team that contends for the East in conference is the Cleveland Cavaliers. The Atlanta Hawks, they're crap. The Wizards, they could do something, but they're not gonna. If they meet with the Cavs in the finals, it's not gonna happen.
You also have. I can't even think of it. Basically, what I'm saying is, it's either Cavs or nobody in the East.
If the Cavs lose to the Bulls, Western Conference is gonna win the finals. Who do I have in the finals right now? I can't say. I want to say Golden State, but they're struggling right now. They're in trouble against Memphis Grizzlies, down 2-1, and Game 4 is in Memphis, I think. It's a big trouble for Golden State. They better pull out a win in Game 4 to get the series back to Golden State, or it's over. Switching to baseball now, let's take a little. We had a pretty big milestone last night. Michael Pineda of the New York Yankees. We'll never guess how many Orioles he struck out last night. 16. Michael Pineda pitched 7 innings. 7 innings. And has 16 strikeouts. That is the most strikeouts for a Yankee pitcher in almost 40 years. 1978 was the last time we see something like that. That was an 18K game by whatever pitcher was in that game. 16 Ks? Wow. Michael Pineda has won the AL Player of the Week. He's pitched 15 innings, 22 strikeouts in his last 2 games. Outstanding. Now, those are numbers you never heard from people like Nolan Ryan. You know, all these star pitchers that, you know, retired or still playing. Max Scherzer, Justin Verlander. You don't see, none of these guys had 22 strikeouts in 2 games. And then there comes Michael Pineda. Like, who knows where he came from? And now he's pitching like Nolan Ryan. It's amazing. I think if the Yankees keep him on the rotation, he stays healthy. The Yankees aren't far. I like to see Yankees going far. Michael Pineda, 22 strikeouts, 2 games. Amazing. Moving on to football now. We're going to move on to a little NFL talk because there's a lot going on with the New England Patriots. I talked about this on the last show about Tom Brady. I don't know when the announcement will come, when he's going to get suspended. I was either today or it was supposed to be last week. It's supposed to be next week. I have no idea. So many sources tell me so many different things. I think it's ridiculous that Tom Brady's getting suspended in the first place. There's no reason for him to be getting suspended or some stupid thing like that. You know, and Colin Kaepernick agrees with me. He tweeted this out. Colin Kaepernick said, the NFL is being ridiculous for signing or for suspending Tom Brady because the inflated balls had nothing to do with how they play in the AFC title game against Indianapolis. The Colts lost by 38 because they are terrible, not because of the deflated balls, not because of anything like that. And Brady even struggled. If the balls were deflated, which most likely were, Brady would not have struggled at all. But guess what? Brady struggled. And the Colts still lost by 38. I don't care about, still cheated. No, but it doesn't matter. It's kind of like the Spygate thing where who cares? The Jets still lost that game. Like, the Spygate had nothing really to do with it. But anyway, sticking to the Pats and getting off the legal issues with the Pats, they have released their third corner/safety this offseason. Kyle Arrington, after spending 7 seasons in New England, gone. I have a question for the New England Patriots. What are you guys doing? Why are you getting rid of all your star cornerbacks and safeties? What are you planning on doing? You got rid of Brandon Ryder and went to the Saints. You got rid of Darrell Revis and went back to the Jets. And now you got rid of Kyle Arrington. What are you guys doing? Those are your three star corners, star safeties, whatever they are, on your team. You get rid of them. Like, that team led that defense helped you, especially Malcolm Butler, who's still with the Patriots. That defense led you to the Super Bowl last season. Why are you getting rid of all these good players?
if you win a Super Bowl, you don't want to, you know, you don't want to get rid of good players. You want to keep them and sign to extensions. But next season, yeah, you guys are in trouble for being very ridiculous as far as legal issues and getting rid of good players. The only good news I can take out of this is that you guys still have your four-star wide receivers, the Gronk, Rob Gronkowski, Julian Edelman, Danny Amendola, and I forget the guy's the fourth guy. But I do know that Brady threw four touchdowns, four different receivers, and those four receivers have been doing work throughout the 2014 season up to the Super Bowl 49ers victory over Seattle. Speaking of Seattle, Russell Wilson has not got a contract extension yet. And that's pretty ridiculous, the fact that he went to back-to-back Super Bowls and he's not getting his extension that he needs, that he should get, because he's such a good player. Other contract talks include Marvin Lewis, Cincinnati Bengals head coach. The man has been there for 12 years. How many playoff games has he won? Zero. Zero playoff games in 12 seasons. 0-6. Then they signed him to an extension. And then you look at Jim Harbaugh. The guy won 5 playoff games in 4 years. Made an appearance in Super Bowl 47. And he gets fired. What is wrong with the NFL? I do not get it at all. These people are ridiculous. Like, honestly. What kind of planning? What are you trying to get out of this? What are you trying to prove, Rashawn? You're obviously not proving anything to me. You know, signing the bad coaches to extensions and firing the good coaches, it's not professional. Trust me, I would know about professionalism. All right, so we're going to go to commercial now. When I come back, we're going to talk a little bit about someone that got kicked off the team by Coach K. Where's he going now? See his fourth ball here on MSN Radio.
So at the end of the day, I mean, you could keep that to yourself. You don't even have to let anybody know, because at the end of the day, you know, if somebody's coming out, you're getting all the attention. I'm not saying that's what Michael Sam's intentions were, but there's always another side to the story. At the end of the day,
Jesus Christ.
The Andrew Powell Show with Darren Williamson and Eric Robinson is 9 o'clock to 11 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time, here only on MSL Radio, Monday through Friday. Check it out. I know I messed up, but whatever. Listen to the show. Ah. Interested in advertising or sponsoring with MSL? Working for MSL as a writer? Even having your own radio show? Or do you have more of a business mind and want to bring your talents down here to South Beach? That's right. MSL has a big-ass help on to sign up. Writers, radio personalities, marketing directors, website managers, positions are open. Apply today and make this money. Miami Sports and Lifestyle, baby.
Want to learn how to scan your swagger? Get insight on that and more from Dia Hicks every weekend, 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, only on MSL Radio.
Ball game over. Yankees win. The Yankees win.
Inside the Sports World with Darren Williamson, Stephen and Andrew Powell is every Saturday between 7 o'clock and 8 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Only on Double G Radio. Start spreading the
news. Ladies and gentlemen, there's a campaign underway. Let's give Miami the exposure that it deserves via Miami Sports and Lifestyle. MSL to ESPN. Love it, know it, support it.
Attention Miami, MSL is looking for writers for the Miami Dolphins, Miami Heat, Miami Marlins, Florida Panthers, Miami Hurricanes, and Florida International University Panthers. If you are interested, contact Stephen Err at Stephen_Err@yahoo.com for details. Join the MSL team today.
We at MSL have a new blog site underway, miamisportsandlife.wix.com/MSLblog for all your content surrounding Miami sports. Official site coming soon.
What's good, Miami? And I guess pretty soon I'll have to say what's good, Nation, since we're going national. But this is Andrew Powell, host of the Andrew Powell Show with Darren Williamson and Eric Robinson, the CEO, founder of Miami Sports and Lifestyle. As you all know, I talk about marijuana a lot on my show. I do consider myself an advocate for the legalization of marijuana. And why? Because this is a medicine that helps so many different diseases, including cancer. And if it were legalized, it could eventually form a cure for cancer. And we've all been affected by cancer before with family members. We need to legalize medicine because not only does it help out cancer, but it helps out so many different diseases. So many. We need to legalize cures. And not only that, but legalizing marijuana would decrease black market control and crime and increase tax revenue to give this country's economy a boost. And we all know we need that. This is a beautiful plant that should have never been made illegal in the first place. But because of racism, lies, and greed over the almighty dollar, it's now illegal. And patients and peaceful marijuana smokers suffer everywhere, even in 2015. We need to legalize medicine. We need to legalize peace. Let's legalize marijuana 2015.
The views expressed by Andrew Powell are of Andrew Powell and Andrew Powell alone, and not the company and staff of Miami Sports and Lifestyle.
You are now listening to Stephen Sports Blog, here only on MSL Radio.
And what's good, Miami? We're back here on Stephen Sports Blog, MSL Radio.
As I said before I went to break, there is news out of basically the University of Duke. One of their former guards, his name is Rashid Sulaiman. I don't know how to pronounce it right. S-U-L-A-I-M-O-N. Anyway, he got suspended. No, he got kicked off. I should say he got kicked off the Duke's basketball team by Coach Mike Krzyzewski, a.k.a. Coach K, and back in January. And guess what? Now, he's leaving Duke for his senior season. He will be playing at the University of Maryland. Now, I agree with his decision to leave because, obviously, if you want to do something and you can't do it for a year and it might affect basically your career if you just decide to go into the NBA, well, that was a good move going to Maryland. So he can play basketball and it will not affect his NBA career if he decides to forego the NFL draft after his senior season. But while it's a good idea to, you know, be going, playing basketball somewhere else where he can't play basketball, so he will be eligible to play. What's not good is that you got kicked off the team by Coach K. Do you know who Coach K is? Coach K is the boss.
Coach K is the man.
If you get kicked off the team like that,
you must really be doing something wrong with yourself because you don't want to be kicked off by Coach K. You want to be praised by Coach K, kind of like, you know, Justice Winslow and whatever Duke player is part of the national championship team. Thinking to college, news broke out today about Illinois football, University of Illinois football. Apparently, I guess there's a head coach, Tim Beckham. He allegedly forced players to play while they were hurt. How dare you, Tim Beckham? How dare you? I hope that the University of Illinois takes this seriously, and I hope they fire you because it doesn't matter what you want. It doesn't matter if you want them to play because you think they'll help you win the game. It doesn't matter. What matters is their health. That's all it really. That's like one of the most important things in life is health. Health, family, love, whatever, peace, you know, health is one of those things. And you're making it worse on these players. Especially if they're like a freshman player, sophomore player, where they have a lot of time if you, you know, whatever, to recover. You don't put them in risking for their injury, which could affect their NFL career, especially if it's a senior. If it's a senior and you're showing him into a game when he's injured, what is wrong with you? Why would you do that? Like, are you serious? When players are hurt, they are not supposed to be playing.
I like the rule of life, rule of the game, whatever you want to call it.
That's crazy, and I disagree with his decisions. I hope he gets fired, fined, suspended. He needs this. There needs to be discipline. He needs to get in trouble.
he needs to be suspended. Something needs to happen to Tim Beckham, and he needs to learn to never do that type of things again. One more piece of news for today's show. Pete Rose. For those that don't know Pete Rose, he played with the Cincinnati Reds, I think it was like in the 80s, and then there was a gambling scandal. And Pete Rose was told, you will never, ever, emphasis on the third ever, be able to do anything associated with Major League Baseball for the rest of your life. He was banned from Major League Baseball, I think it was like 1992, 1993. He was banned from Major League Baseball. But just because he was banned from Major League Baseball does not mean he was banned from sports all around. Pete Rose will make his Fox Sports 1 debut today, or maybe he already did, I'm not too sure. But Pete Rose is back, and he's coming back stronger than ever. And let's actually talk about him. There has been talk about reinstating him to the major leagues as maybe a coach or whatever the hell, you know, whatever they want him to do. And I think it's about time to let go. It's been 20 years. You know, people make mistakes. Why are you holding grudges on this one guy? So I'm happy that he got a job. I'm happy that he got a job affiliated with sports. And hopefully he'll be able to show people that, you know, he did good. That he's been doing good since that gambling scandal. And that he belongs back in the major leagues. So let's get Pete Rose back to major leagues. Hashtag Pete Rose to MLB. Let's get it going, guys. We're doing a little advertising now. You should already know. You can check out the Andrew Powell Show with Darren Williamson and Eric Robertson tonight. I think the time's changed. I'm not sure what the time is, but I know you want to check it out tonight. I want to check out tonight's show because it's going to be a good one, just like it usually is. Andrew Powell Show with Darren Williamson and Eric Robertson. Check that out tonight on MSL Radio. Tomorrow night, at 11, here on MSL Radio, we have Kevin KG and Figgy Show. These are two friends from Miami that graduated together and decided to go into radio together. So they joined MSL, and they have their own show now here, the Kevin G and Figgy Show, tonight at 11, or tomorrow night at 11, excuse me, on MSL Radio. But tonight, we have a surprise for you. We have a new show on MSL Radio. It's called The Debate Desk. We will join Roberto Reynolds alongside Brandon Bivens and Pedro Armas as these three debate, basically, on sports. You definitely want to check it out. Check out The Debate Desk tonight.
I can't wait for that show.
Yeah, Darren Williamson here with me, president of MSL. Tonight at 7 Dallas time, I think that's 8 Miami time on MSL Radio. You're going to want to check that out. And remember, everybody, I mess up the ESPN. Let's get it happening. Everyone tweet that out. Hey, Darren, since you're on me now, let's talk about your show a little bit. What's you guys' agenda for tonight? What are you guys going to be talking about?
I actually really don't know right now, man. I really don't. It's a little too early to tell. I was trying to get a guest on for the whole Zimmerman shooting. I know you heard about that.
Yeah. George Zimmerman has been shot in the face today, and he's in critical condition. That's crazy, though.
Yeah, but that was just, like, for one segment. I was trying to get Carla Ray. She works for West Florida TV. It's Channel 9 in West Florida, Central Florida, and I was trying to get her on, but she was, like, she's too busy. Slammed or whatever. Sorry, slammed with work. So, hey. That happens to everybody.
It is what it is, guys. But of course, we can always check out an exciting episode of Andrew Powell's show tonight.
Well, of course.
What time is the show at?
8 to 10.
8 to 10 now?
8 to 10 tonight. Yeah, we had to change the times because, like, it wouldn't give Andrew enough time to send clips into WGTS DB Princess on the air. So, pretty much, we had to do it a little earlier.
Yeah, fans listening to Darren talk to me about WGTS, you're wondering, what is WGTS? Well, guess what? The Andrew Powell Show has gone national.
That's gone national, man. And it's crazy because, like, I know you remember, and I know you know the story I'm about to tell, but basically this thing has been started in 3 months, and from here, the MSL has gone. Not even MSL. We're sports and lifestyle. It's just Miami sports and lifestyle. Basically, man, this thing is just skyrocketing. Steven, like, I don't understand. Could you have predicted how fast this thing has gone?
I could not. I really don't. I wasn't really surprised about how far we've gone and how far we plan on going.
Hey, and then the more encouraging thing is the extra news that we found out today. Can't let nobody know yet, but boy, do we have
keep that on
for you.
We got a lot of news coming for you guys
soon.
We're gonna keep that on the down low for now. But when this news is available, when we're allowed, when we get the permission to tell everybody, you already know we're going to. And I just want to do a little shout out for me. MSL is looking for lifestyle writers.
Which means, definitely.
You talk about the restaurants in Miami, big events coming to Miami, you know, people from Miami, famous people from Miami, whatever. So if you want to write lifestyle, hit me up on Twitter at RyanFanatic2 or at Steven_@yahoo.com. Tonight.
The roster is expanding, man.
I hear a lot from our writers about how we're expanding a lot, and that's what we do here in Sports and Lifestyle.
Yeah, we have like over 20 writers now.
Yeah, man. We keep expanding.
Hey, you got no more topics, man? What's up?
I know. We have about 5 minutes left.
We got 3 minutes. Actually, two minutes left.
Okay. So remember to check out the Andrew Powell show tonight, and also remember to check out the Hawks and the Wizards. Ah, man.
Ooh,
I want to say that the Wizards, wow, what a team. Like, I'm so surprised that they beat the Raptors. Not even beat the Raptors. They swept the Raptors. Now they're up 2-1 on the number one seed, hosting them, looking to go up 3-1. I don't believe this is going on right now.
I believe it because I don't believe the Hawks are as good as their record was, honestly, this year.
No,
I think it was just a remarkable year, and they did what they had to do.
That's true. Oh, and for those fans that were hoping to hear Casey Wallach this week, unfortunately, she had things come up. So Casey Wallach will be – she will definitely be on next week here on Steven Sports Blog.
That's very good. That's very good to know.
Yeah, we're excited to have her on.
Check Steven out, man. He got a female
total. Yeah, man. So I want to thank everybody for listening to Steven's Sports Blog. I want to thank Darren for jumping in a little bit, talking to me about his show, and I'll be sure to listen to you guys as I hope you fans listen to the Andrew Powell show tonight, 8 to 10,
Steven,
on MSO Radio.
You know
we'll see about that.
Man.
Of course, we can always call in. But again, this has been Steven's Sports Blog, and I want to thank you all for listening, and I'll hear from you guys again tomorrow.
Peace.
You have been listening to Steven's Sports Blog with Steven Erden III, here only on MSL Radio.